Hey peeps, welcome to another episode of Your Intuitive Heart Podcast. This is an older episode that I recorded back at the beginning of June when things were again transitioning for me. It's still relevant. The idea or the practice of setting boundaries is still relevant, so I really want to share this. It is very important that we care for ourselves. And it's also important that we know that it's okay to say no. We know that it is okay to just set a boundary, set a perimeter, let people know what you're good with, what you're not good with, what you can handle, what you can't handle. You're only trying to prove it to yourself that you can do it all, and you really don't have to. So I hope you enjoy this episode. I will be recording more, and thanks for listening. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Your Intuitive Heart Podcast. I'm your host, Joanne Alfred. It's been a long time since I put a podcast out there. It's been really busy with work. In my role, I was redeployed to assist with education of redeployed staff. And so I found myself kind of trying to deal with the long hours of that role. I loved it, by the way, and the needs of my family and the needs of my friends, and trying to maintain those relationships. Now, anybody that knows me, I don't know, I wonder if this is an Aquarian thing. I tend to shut down when I am feeling overwhelmed. I don't really verbalize that I'm feeling shut down, but I remove myself emotionally and energetically from my friends, from my workplace. And I've never had a hard time separating my workplace from reality. I shouldn't say reality, my workplace from my home life. I've always been able to separate the two. My difficulty has always been setting boundaries that are healthy. And so my boundary setting technique is really just shutting the world off. So I would retreat for a few days, not reach out to anybody. And a lot of my friends can attest to this. God love them. They've, tolerated my foibles, and really embraced me with love. But I really didn't recognize fully the impact of doing that, by fully shutting down. And it really was a way, or is a way, that I use to, and healthy or not, cope with the overwhelm or being overwhelmed. And of course, in the last 6 weeks, there's been a lot to be overwhelmed with. I was still maintaining readings and trying to keep up with clients. My days, like I said, were long days. So I would start at 7 and probably come home at 5 or 6. Then need to still deal with my family, even though they're old enough to really cope with them. But it was just like trying to find that balance, then come home and possibly have 2 readings. Now, I've come to realize, well, I've known this for a long time, but the universe is fucking amazing and knows when to turn things off for you. So amazingly, for the first two weeks that I was in the role, I really wasn't getting any bookings for readings, which was great. So I didn't have to juggle that piece, but I did have to deal with the energetic drain that came with dealing with, I don't want to say even dealing, because it wasn't like it was challenging or a hardship on my end. I did enjoy the job. I forgot how stressful and how energetically draining being on the grown-up units were. So I used to work on a grown-up unit years and years and years ago at my hospital. And energetically, it takes so much out of you. And once you're out of that environment, you really forget how much it takes out of you. So in this, my redeployed role, I would have to go onto those grown-up units and my ass would be kicked by the time I got home. didn't have the energy to socialize, didn't have the energy to, I'm going to say, engage in physical intimate activities, white, or even like deal with my family. So I would come home and go to sleep, or just come home and close the door, which really is not fair. It's not fair to my family, not fair to my partner, not fair to me. And in speaking with a friend of mine who really was tired of my bullshit and the constant like shutting down, she really opened me up to that need again to set boundaries that are appropriate for me. And not only set those boundaries, but verbalize what those boundaries are. And I tend not to do that. And really, to verbalize those needs means to provide yourself with some freedom and to provide yourself a space that allows you to rejuvenate, reconnect, heal, and just come together with yourself. And I have preached the need for self-care. I think we all do. It's like a buzzword for a long time. But this is also, setting boundaries is also about self-care. It's not just about providing you the ability to heal and rejuvenate so you can go out and continue to heal and rejuvenate others. It also allows you to connect properly with others. It allows you to maintain an awareness, I guess, with others and the world around you. So how does not setting boundaries prevent this, prevent you from becoming more or staying connected and prevent you from maintaining that awareness? That's really important in order and really important for you to get on with your, you know, the activities of daily living, to get on with your relationships. Setting boundaries sounds selfish. But it really isn't. It's self-preservation. Setting boundaries is about self-preservation. And if I were to allow, and it really is allow, three or four bookings a night with readings after a workspace or after working, I should say, or allow, then I wouldn't be able to function reasonably. I wouldn't be able to become clear with the readings because I don't know, I'm not sure that people understand how it works. And to be honest with you, I'm not sure like how it really works for me. I know that I just get into a space when I'm doing readings and I connect. So I connect with other people's spirit guides. I connect with my spirit guides, I connect with ancestors and allow those messages to move through me in order to pass the message along. So if I'm dog tired and I cannot, if I'm dog tired, I will not be able to connect effectively with spirit and the message is going to be shit. Let's be very honest. It's not going to be, on the realm that it needs to be in order for me to relay a proper message or a true message. Think of an instance where you didn't set a boundary for yourself because you felt badly for the other person, knowing full well that you were probably emotionally drained, physically drained, mentally drained. And you did not set that boundary. How well did that interaction go? I am guessing not very. Because you're at your limit. My cousin introduced me to a phrase that her friend introduced her to, and it was about being not having the emotional bandwidth to continue. And that's really what it's about. We are all overextended at this point. And y'all, I don't know if you know that, but I live in Ontario, and COVID has been 18 months or whatever the fuck it's been of lockdown, and we are tired. So that comes into play when there's one more thing that kind of limits you, and it's a imposed boundary. That's stressful. And it's been an imposed boundary for some time. Now, we're of course all okay with this boundary in the beginning because it made sense. It's life or death. We don't know the effects of COVID. We don't know how bad it is and what to expect. So we were all very understanding, and we worked together. I think for the first time in a long time, we saw a society working together to fight this. But since maybe February of this year, we've been in a lockdown, out of lockdown, in a lockdown, out of lockdown. Exhausting. So we are all at our limits. We cannot fully work to our full potential. We cannot see our loved ones like we want to. We cannot do a whole bunch of things like we want to. So we are at our limit. Now think about being at your limit that way. And work-wise, maybe you're overloaded with work. Then you have to come home and deal with children, spouses, bills, your home life. But yet there's a friend or a colleague or a companion who still needs something from you. And so we feel bad. And in my case, it might be that I'll book that extra reading, even though I do not have the energetic chutzpah to do the reading. I may book it. And my gut is telling me, my instinct is telling me, don't book this for another time. Why am I booking it? Which is another reason I'd have to think about, you know, why don't set boundaries. And I want you to think about this too. So was it because with that particular client or particular clients, because there have been many where I book and I probably shouldn't, I'll tell you what happens. There's a fear that maybe they won't come back if I don't book for them in that moment. There's a fear that they won't be able to solve the problem on their own and they really, really need me. Get over yourself, Joanne. I would say those are the top two, that they won't book with me again because I wasn't available, and that they wouldn't make it through because I wasn't available. Again, get the fuck over yourself. What I am really trying to learn and implement is saying no, and saying no without a reason. So I have a second job too. I work at another hospital. Yes, where do I find the time? I don't, not often. So I may, you know, they'll call me and book want me to book a shift. I will say yes to the shift, even though I'm super tired or I'm this, again, because I don't want to leave them high and dry. But I am not the only person that can help the unit. I am not the savior of all. And that's what you need to understand. You're pretty fucking good, but you are not the savior of all. And so if you decide to say no, not today, or, well, just no, not today, understand that who you're saying no to, whoever you are saying no to, that they will fucking get over it. They will survive. They will take your answer no. They will live with it, and they will try to figure out something else to do. Because you're not the only person that can solve the problem. You're not the only person that can save them. You are not the only person that they can talk to. You're not the only person that they can go to. You may be the person in the moment, but there is another way. And for those of you who have your own businesses that are trying to build yours up like I am, saying no to a potential client doesn't mean you're going to lose that potential client. I suspect that you will gain more respect from that client by saying no and giving 100% of yourself than if you were to say yes and only be able to give 10% of yourself. That's when those people ain't coming back. That's when they ain't coming back, because you were just too damn tired to connect. You did not have the energy to do what you know you're fucking good at. What you know you kick ass, what you know you came here to do. That's when you're losing the client. When you take the appointment and you shouldn't, and you are only at 10%, when you only have a drop left in the gas tank. Get yourself full. Make sure your oil is changed. And yes, you can take that any way you want. Once your wiper fluid full, tires full of air, make sure you are road ready before you go and take on a client. Because that requires 100% of yourself. And you can't give 100% if you don't put boundaries around yourself to preserve yourself. Interesting. Because we figure if we go, 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 right? And we'll, you know, I always say, well, the clients fill me up. It always feels so good. And I do. I love connecting with spirit. I love connecting with their ancestors. I really do enjoy it, but it takes a toll on me physically. It takes a toll on me mentally. I am tired. And it doesn't matter how I sage myself, how I smudge myself out, whether I'm calling them in, how much I protect myself, I still get tired. So to know that, you know, on a weeknight, really 3 clients should be my limit. And I have found, for the most part, I have found that when I say to someone that I don't have the time right now, can we rebook or reschedule, or even at the workplace, I can't talk right now, can we talk about this later? Then folks are more open. They're quite open. You need to be honest. Honest and intentional. So if you have a hard time setting boundaries, and my dear friend Tammy just, you know, called me out on this shit, why was I having a hard time setting boundaries? Why was I having a hard time saying no? And like I said, I think it was because I was afraid of losing a potential client. Not recognizing that what is meant for you will find you. So if they were meant to be my client, they would come back regardless, right? And I would rather have a connection that is 100% full, 100% clear and real than something where, because there are times where I struggle to connect, and it's usually because I'm exhausted. So when attempting to set boundaries, look at why you can't set your boundaries. What is it that's important to you? Why is that important to you? Are you not setting boundaries because you don't want to let anyone down? Well, where does that fear of letting people down come from? Is that something that you had from your childhood where you needed to prove who you were to family members, typically your parents, right? Are you afraid of losing business? And if you're afraid of losing business, why are you afraid of losing business? Because if you are doing what you're supposed to be doing, your business is going to grow and thrive and provide you with all the abundance necessary. So that's not an issue. That's a non-issue, losing clients. Are you afraid that you won't have time? If you don't do it now, you can't do it later. Well, I call bullshit on that, because when you do set boundaries, you make more time for yourself. Is it that you are afraid that you won't get back to it? Now, this is something that is probably a little deeper, and you may want to really examine that piece. I mean, all of these points, I think, need to be looked at. But are you afraid of not getting back to it if you decide to put something on the back burner? And understanding that setting boundaries and procrastinating are two very different things. We're not procrastinating by telling someone that you can't do this reading tonight or you cannot teach this course. That's not about procrastination. Procrastination is just sitting on your ass and putting it off for the next day. Why put off today or tomorrow what you can do today? That's all that is. So fear of not getting something done. Why do you need to check all the boxes off? That's not fucking healthy either. You need to get this done, this done, this done. So let's say you set a list. You have a list of three things. I think that's reasonable. Three things to get done in the day. And then allow yourself, give yourself permission if you don't get one of those things done. That's appropriate. That's totally appropriate. That you set something, you set a boundary with regards to setting, to doing your tasks, or getting jobs done around the home, or getting jobs done at work. What's urgent? Prioritize that shit. What's urgent? What's not? Okay, so here's something hilarious. This whole time I thought I was speaking into my mic, but it was actually recording on my computer, so you will hear a different sound. I'm not going to recopy. I'm not going to try and record it. So setting boundaries is important for your own peace of mind, which, okay, so this is a perfect example. I have so much going on in my brain. Did I think to check the mic connection? I did not. Now, why, you ask, does that have anything to do with setting boundaries? if my brain is full of stuff that I have to get done, then I really can't set boundaries appropriately, if that makes sense. I don't have the clarity. So setting boundaries provides clarity. It will bring you clarity, because you do not have, this isn't rocket science, you do not have what's necessary or the capacity to, when you have so much on your brain, you don't have the capacity to squeeze anything else in there. So again, when you have this scatterbrain shit and you're forgetting stuff, take a look at what's going on and prioritize. What can you say no to? Do you have to cook dinner tonight? Can your family do that for you? This was really important for me last year when I was home and working through improving my mental health. So for years and years, years and years, I was the primary caregiver in the home. And my husband wasn't, obviously. So I would do the cooking. I probably did some kicking too. I would do the cooking and cleaning and most of everything, organizing bills, paying bills, most of everything. Now, why did I do that? Why was I afraid to relinquish some of those controls over? Why was I afraid to set those boundaries as far as cooking, needing help with the cooking and cleaning? So, not gonna lie, I'm a bit of a control freak. So a lot of things, I wanted a lot of things done the way I wanted it to do. And to be honest, I didn't trust anybody else in the house to do it, whether it be my twins or my husband or really anybody. Didn't trust anybody else to do it. So I just took it over. The thing was, I didn't want to burden anybody. Kelly works really hard. He does. He works really fucking hard. He makes and hauls sinks all day. So he works hard. And of course, you know, the kids, they have so much going on. They have their schoolwork and their friendships. And so I really started to, you know, I want them to be kids. Forgetting that these children need to know how to maintain a home, how to maintain finances, how to feed themselves. So it was a huge adjustment when it came last year, when I was strike. I said, I can't do this anymore by myself. And yes, I created the problem. I very well created the problem. I need y'all to help. And that meant, I mean, at that point, the kids were 16, so they needed to chip in. And the little ones could do stuff too. And I mean, I don't know how many of you were growing up, and okay, I suspect most of you grew up, okay, all of you grew up cleaning. Sundays, my sister and I would go to Sunday school. My parents never went to church, mind you, okay? But we went to Sunday school, and my parents always wanted us to have like a foundation, which I felt was great. And we would get out of our Sunday school clothes and jump into our Sunday cleaning clothes and scrub and vacuum and clean and dust that house from top to bottom. That was the job. I don't think kids recognize those kind of chores today. So I did take the initiative. I basically told them I was on strike. So if they wanted to live in a pig pen, they could, but I was just gonna look after my little space, because again, I was trying to maintain my mental health. It's been a really challenging year up until that point. And granted, for everyone, but I had suffered loss after loss after loss after loss, and my father was the tipping point. And I was always the caregiver with everyone that I lost, except for my cousin. I wasn't available. My uncle was sick. I provided care for him. I helped him with his appointments. Took him to get his hearing aids. My mom got sick and I took her all to her appointment. She was diagnosed with cancer. She's fine. But then we had her at the house after her surgery. And then my father got sick and I took him on being a caregiver because he lived alone in Montreal. And I really just, as his daughter, I felt that's what I needed to do. And so it's hard to set boundaries in those situations where people need you. But I forget that they were doing fine without me before this. So remember that before you stepped in to be the savior or the hero or out of obligation, before you stepped in, remember that these people were doing it before you were there. And so they could get it done. And I'm not telling you not to help. I'm just telling you to not beat yourself up if you can't, when you can't. When you've had too much emotionally and you need to step back. That is okay, my friend. That is okay. Because you don't want to become or get into that situation where you are burnt out and completely incapacitated by the stress that you've brought on or that you've carried for others. Because by not setting boundaries, you've essentially taken on their shit. And that's not for you to do. You have families of your own to look after. You have a job to maintain. And the people that know and love you will fully understand that it's reasonable to set boundaries. The people that don't, you probably need to do some housekeeping. Because if those folks can't understand that you yourself need a break from being the consummate caregiver or the shoulder to cry on or the ear that listens, or the heart that gives and gives and gives, if those people don't understand that you need a break, then they're not there for you, not fully. And if you're consistently being that person, but they're not being that person for you, evaluate your friendships, evaluate your relationships. That's so important. Because the friend that says, you know what, you're exhausted, why don't you take a break and we can do this another time? That's a good fucking friend. Or the friend that says to you, you are always listening to my shit and helping me solve mine. What can I do for you? What do you need from me right now? That's a good fucking friend. Not to say that people get caught up in their own shit, because this is life. But it's important to set the boundary. I want to get back to business for a second, setting boundaries around business. Setting boundaries around business means this is related to the hours that you are contributing to a client and the cost of contributing to that client. So we all set fees for our time. The fees are really meant to demonstrate our value. So I've seen people that will give, and I'm not knocking those folks because it works for them, but $15 for, let's say, a 30-minute reading. The amount of energy that it takes to pull in for a 15-minute reading is phenomenal. or for a half hour meeting. And $15 is undervaluing, number one, your talent, your gift, and your spirit, and what it takes to utilize that gift. So by setting costs on a gift, whether it be jewelry or consultations, whatever that is, a course even, you are setting boundaries with the price that you're laying out. So you may think that $40 for a handmade bracelet is a little expensive, or your clients may think that. But again, the $40 represents the energy that it took to create that piece. Because you're creating a piece that is unlike, it's like a snowflake. So it's unlike anything else out there. There is that time. There is that part of it. So you need to acknowledge the time and energy that you're putting into your consultations, your projects, your creations, and price them effectively. Again, I always get conscious about this, but people, if you are kick-ass, they are going to come back and they are going to pay the money. They are going to invest in themselves and pay the money. And I really try to honor those who have their own businesses and not try and squabble and haggle, I guess, over price, because I know how much energy it takes to create a work of art, really, or a unique piece. That is not something that comes lightly. So it is, boundary setting is as much about setting a limit, or like a financial limit on your services, as it is setting the physical boundary on your time and your services, if that makes sense. So when you say no to a client, not today because you're exhausted, that is the energetic piece. The financial piece is what you're charging for your services. And the physical piece is you just taking a step out of the environment, taking a step back. You don't have to be everything to everybody. And that's something I think we need to get used to. We don't have to be something to everybody. We need to be that one thing to ourselves. And then everybody else can follow along or suck it, as far as I'm concerned. And we know by not setting boundaries, that creates stress on the body, which then fucks you up. So it might be weight gain. It might manifest as weight gain. It might manifest as palpitations, or a cough that's not going away, or an anxious tummy. What do you call it? Irritable bowel, UTI, aches and pains. Understand that your body is telling you something's off. Always remember your body is telling you that something's off. And you need to listen. And your body will crash and fucking burn if you decide to keep going at the clip that you're going at. Because it's not sustainable. And like I said, it will look like weight gain. It will look like a cold that kicks your ass from here to kingdom come. Because your body needs a break. Your spirit needs a rest. Your heart needs to heal. Your mind needs to mend. So set some boundaries, people. Don't be afraid to tell your mom, no, I'm not doing whatever, Easter dinner or your family. I'd rather rest. It's been a tough week. I'd rather keep things quiet. It's been a tough month. Because I guarantee most of you look like the energetic buddy and people are wondering, how do you do it? You barely hanging on. That's how you're doing it. You are barely hanging on. When setting your boundaries, make sure they're reasonable. Reasonable for you, right? It's not about being reasonable for others. So similar to a SMART goal, I think your boundaries should be SMART. Is it measurable? Can you measure a boundary? Okay, I'm gonna take a few days off from working on this project today because it's due 2 weeks from now. So I don't really need to get involved with that right now. I don't really need to focus on it for 3 hours a day for the next 3 weeks. So I'm gonna take 3 hours or 3 days, step away from that. Is it attainable? So can you, is the goal to set the boundary, is that reasonable? Can you step away from 3 hours? You can totally do that. Can I not take readings for a week? Absolutely. Absolutely. I can shut things down for a week and I won't suffer. I forget what the R is. And I don't have my phone. And is it timely? So do you say by January 31st, 2022, I'm going to have my courses done. Instead of saying by July 31st, 2021, I'll attain my course in tarot reading. Why does it need to be rushed? It doesn't. It's going to be there when you're ready to take the course. You don't need to keep piling shit on. It's not possible. You don't have to do that. Does it make sense? I guess it's the first one. Does the goal make sense? Can you really get a course done by July 31st? If you have 10 other courses going on or 10 other workshops, probably not. So why, again, just put that on the back burner. Doesn't need to get it done right now. Create boundaries that are, like I said, meant for you. Consider why you're setting these boundaries. Is it because you're feeling overwhelmed and you need to step back away from clients? Is it because you're stressed out and you just don't need anything more on your plate? Can your boundary setting include delegating some tasks to those around you so that you lighten your load? That's really important. Because that is very much about self-preservation. You don't have to do it all. And make your boundary, you know, something that you could have on the go. So for instance, typically I don't do any readings on Mondays. That is because the weekend is just for my family, and I don't do weekends either. So the weekends are just for my family. And Mondays, it's kind of challenging stepping back into work, not all the time. So I really just need that time and want that time to unwind and not think about giving part of myself to others. And I recognize that that statement sounds selfish. But again, it's about self-preservation. If I'm only at 10%, then I cannot give 100% to anybody, including myself. Remember when setting your boundaries that this is about you and your needs and how you can either help other people facilitate your need or how you do it yourself. Like I said, whether or not it's you are delegating tasks to others in your family or friends or colleagues so that you don't have to take on as much as you've been taking on, or it's just saying no, period. That is how you set boundaries. It's very important to do so. Because you want to continue to giving and sharing the light that is you to the rest of the world. And we do not want that light to burn out. So that is it for now. Thank you so much. I am so grateful for you listening and sharing and for you. Grateful for you. See you next time. Love you. Bye.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions, you can email me at info@joannealford.com. Or you can message me at Joanne Alford on Instagram. Thank you and see you soon.